What are you posting?
Is
right
that your
now?
Vocal warm up?
I do have vocal warm ups, by the way.
I am posting some fresh diamond status content. Let
are
me
you?
Tell ya. Can we talk about how that's taken off?
Yeah, people do like the diamond status
they
thing.
They freaking love it. It makes me so happy. Guys, we're recording from my house because I have not been home at all this month and I have a million things to do in preparation for this Y2K party this weekend in Nashville. And I just asked the boys if they would just please come to my house. I would provide tacos for dinner and everything. And here we are.
The tacos sold me on it because I was like, just come to the studio. Just come to the studio. You're like, I've got so much to do.
I do. You saw the housekeeper was here. I couldn't leave until she was done.
Your housekeeper had so much to do.
She did.
You.
That wasn't my fault. They normally send three girls and knock it out in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, whatever.
And to be fair, I helped her most of the day. I did all the laundry, which I normally do. I made the beds, which sometimes they'll do unnecessarily. So I just went ahead and made them so she wouldn't waste time on that. And picked up trash and cleaned out the fridge and like... That way I felt like, I hope she felt like she wasn't alone, you know?
I feel like this whole podcast is going to be you and Ben just promoting this
event this weekend.
Event. That's
probably
all it's
going right.
to be. And the thing about it is that I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it edited and posted before the event happens.
Well,
I'm just telling you like right off the bat.
Today's Tuesday.
No, today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
All right.
That shows you how fried my brain is.
I know. Well, you've been at Chella.
Chella, man.
Hey, did you take a squad pic in front of the
no,
Ferris wheel throwing up deuces?
I didn't do that, but I was going to post this on Twitter, but I didn't want to waste it because I plan on also posting it on Insta later.
Okay.
But I did take a solo pic in front of the Ferris wheel, which I will show you.
Are you throwing up deuces?
Pretty good. No, I'm just like giving face, you know?
Everyone, like I tweeted this out the other day. If you showed somebody, just ask them to search engine hashtag Coachella
that had never heard of
Coachella and didn't know what it was, they would have no idea that music was being performed
there.
No
idea at all. Zero idea. And honestly, part of the reason I don't like going anymore is because I do feel like the crowd that goes now truly is not there for the music
no.
at all.
I don't think the crowd ever was going to Coachella for the music.
Do you not think? I don't know because I mean, back in the day, like I think maybe they did.
I feel
like it took a turn probably like 5 years ago when Instagram like really started to take off and people started getting paid for stuff on Instagram.
I've never been to Coachella, so I really don't have an opinion on it. But
I can't believe that.
I know, but I've been to Bonnaroo the past almost 10 years in a row.
Bonnaroo's cool.
Bonnaroo's just a different beast, and I'll tell you what the difference is. You have to camp at Bonnaroo.
You don't have to.
Okay. For the most part.
The year I went to Bonnaroo, I slept in my nice house and drove every day because I didn't want to camp.
But that's all well and good. But for the most part, everyone stays there. Whereas in Coachella, you go to your like La Quinta Airbnb.
That's not where I was.
And you can shower and change and look ridiculous the next day.
Camping at a festival is just not for me, though. I camped at one festival.
Yeah.
Cornerstone Music Festival. Do you know what that is?
No, but I imagine. Is it Christian?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Christian music festival in like the middle of nowhere. I think Indiana, possibly Illinois, somewhere up there. And at the time I was 20 and my boyfriend played in a Christian rock band and he performed
and he forced me.
But he and the band slept on this like, it wasn't a Sprinter van because they didn't exist then, but it was very similar. It was like an air conditioned van and me and this other girl that went and slept in a tent and it was awful. It was the worst experience of my life. I went to bed freezing and woke up sweating or vice versa. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Should we start the show?
Yeah.
You or me?
I kind of wanted Ben to start it, but he's late.
I know. Let me tell you something. Everyone thinks that Ben is such a sweetheart of a guy, which he is.
He is sweet.
But he's a fucking late motherfucker.
He is super late.
What is happening? Like, straight up.
Like, it's 7 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock. Okay, so I was on the air. I was doing my job, and I finished early to come here. So I texted the group chain being like, hey, I'm done early.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing early. And he was like, on the way to Brandy's.
No,
like,
he texted me before you even said that and said, hey, I'm going to head over there now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I'm in the middle of 8 million things, but okay.
Yeah. So I get here. Even I was a little bit late. I get here. He's nowhere to be
found. Not answering texts.
We wait like a half an hour, and we decided to start the show.
We got to just start.
Yeah. So anyways, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You start. Did you start last time?
I think I did start last
time. Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy and Ben Higgins.
Oh, I got to get my bell app.
Oh, it is. It is Ben. There he is outside.
Please hold while I find the bell app.
I think he's in the he's going the wrong place. Like he's going to the
Should
wrong
I go get
house.
Him or let him like figure
let's
it out?
Let's just watch him go. Let's watch him hotel knock
desk.
On this door.
Wait, can you video this?
Okay, well, yeah.
For the content, please, because I'm busy getting a bell.
No,
oh, that's the wrong bell.
I want to watch him.
Hurry.
Okay, hold on.
Where the hell is he?
He's going
Stop
it.
He is not. Stop.
Okay.
So I secretly. Why
Ben
is he in a
is
suitcase?
Going to the wrong house. I want them to open the door and be like.
I want them
why?
To be like. I watched The Bachelor and you're Ben Higgins. He is so crazy. To be fair, my house number isn't very visible. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm not lying. This is the first time this has ever happened. And the best part is he has his suitcase.
He's got a suitcase.
Should I go get him?
No, I think he can see us now. This is fantastic. I can see him smiling. Hey, buddy.
That is so good. He's probably so upset that we let him do that. Wait.
Have you ever seen Ben upset? Seriously.
Yeah.
You have?
Once.
I don't know if I've ever seen him upset. I don't even know if
what,
I saw him upset
app
on TV.
Is a piece of crap. What's he going on here?
I mean, you'd think that he would recognize my car,
hold
by
on.
The way. All right. God, that was so funny. Oh, he's on the phone. So you went to Coachella. I gotta be honest with you. Oh, you got it?
Okay.
It seems like every freaking Bachelor person was at Coachella.
I only saw Robbie, and that's because he stayed at my house. And I barely even saw him. Two nights, I didn't even come home.
Robbie stayed there?
Because
okay, so hold on. Time out. Real quick.
Yeah.
Right before Coachella, like there was like Robbie-Amanda drama.
I heard about it. The only reason I even knew about it, though, is because Olivia told me. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
She
course.
Was like, by the way, your roommate is causing trouble. But we didn't. Amanda's down there. I didn't see Amanda. I really, truly did not see anyone.
Really?
Yeah. But they were all there.
What is Revolve? Someone tell me what the fuck
boycotted
Revolve.
It this year. Boycotted
what
Revolve.
Is Revolve?
Okay. It's this stupid online store, basically, is what it is.
Okay.
Where you buy clothes. They do happen to have some
not
pretty great clothes. That's the unfortunate part, is I do like their clothes. However, they only work with girls that are like a freaking 15. Like with a banging bod that are drop dead gorgeous. And to me, they have this mentality of like, you can't sit with us unless you're a 15.
Oh, really?
And I can't stand that at all. So I don't like Revolve for that reason. I just feel like they're not inclusive of people. And to me, their marketing says you have to be a supermodel to look good in our clothes. And I don't like that.
I'm not about it either.
But they latch onto all these really pretty Bachelor girls.
Oh, yeah. I saw Amanda was all about it.
Well, that whole group
Raven,
she was with. Yeah. I know. They seem to all be down there together.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyways.
But something tells me none of them got paid to be there. I think that they all just like want to be part of that crew a little bit. Which I get.
I sent a text message in like the Paradise group chain that we're in. And I was like, whatever Revolve is paying you, they're not paying you enough. Because every fucking post I saw was hashtag Revolve and hashtag Revolve
Let
party.
Me tell you what they do is they say, we'll give you free clothes. And for some people, they'll give them festival tickets. And say you can stay at the Revolve house if you do 15 posts over the weekend or whatever it is. And most people will do it for trade and not money.
That's
just to be a part of the group.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's insane. I don't like it at all.
Do you want to hear something funny that I want to kind of bring up to Ben?
Sure.
So like not the last time I was here, but the time before I was here.
Mm-hmm. Was here in Nashville?
At your house.
At my house.
Was it a Halloween party?
Oh, it was so epic.
And remember who was there?
JoJo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And Ben told JoJo he loved her on TV.
Yeah, you're right. I invited Ben to that party. And maybe that's why he didn't come.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a great party.
It was
I can't
party.
Wait for this year's party.
I know. That
Are you
was
gonna
the,
come?
Yeah,
you're
why
freaking
not?
Better.
I know.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Boll & Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Bull & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time, and they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bull & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bullandbranch.com. That's Bull & Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE thing.
That was the big party that unveiled that I was dating Sarah.
I know. You, I know.
You had a fucking photo shoot with me and her, and I was like, stop it!
I have all of it. I've never released it, and I have all of it. So when I need blackmail on you, I'll probably post it.
Oh, there he
is. Look who decided to join us.
Oh, God, he's just good looking.
What did they say? Would you like a mic? Are you wearing a Pacers hat? Because I'm wearing a Cavs jersey.
Hey, everybody. So I just showed up. I Ubered from downtown. I was staying downtown Nashville, and I showed up here, and I was on a meeting with Generous's accountant, and they're running through the books for this quarter because I have a meeting tomorrow. And I showed up, and I thought, okay, cool. I'll just walk into the house and secretly like disappear into like a corner to finish my meeting and not talk to Brandy and Wells. But instead, when I got out of the Uber, he pulled up to the house across the street from Brandy's. And I walked up to the door. I was standing there waiting to get in because it was an important part of the meeting. And somebody hits the door with a baby. It wasn't Brandy.
What'd you say? Were you like,
I said, is this Brandy's house? And she goes, no, it's not. And then I looked across the street and I saw two people laughing and waving in a window.
Well, I filmed it, the whole thing. Because oh, I wanted to see what the expression is of a woman who opens the door and Ben Higgins, America's favorite bachelor, is like at the door like, hey, I'm with my bags.
Yeah, I don't think it was a good one, honestly.
Well, I was secretly hoping that she was like an avid Bachelor fan and would open the door and just like faint.
She's not. She was just more creeped out. Yeah. And she was feeding her baby.
Like right from the tap?
I hope so.
Wait, well, I wish you had brought bells because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight from the tap.
Yeah, so there's just a lot that happened there. I was really embarrassed. But then I couldn't laugh too hard because I was so I had to be very serious. But anyways, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's funny about what happened is that you picked the nicest looking house on the street to walk up to, and my house actually looks very, very crappy.
Your house is great.
From the street. But there's no curb appeal, and I do it on purpose because I don't want anyone breaking into my house.
All right, that's smart,
I got to match the rest of the neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to be at your house. I mean, this I've heard a lot about it, and it looks awesome.
Is what you've heard all Halloween party stories, or?
No, I've heard that you love this place and you put a lot of work into it. So I'm excited to see it.
I'll give you a tour. I just had it cleaned.
Was this house part of the thing that you and your mom did for the TV show?
I wish, because I would not have spent so much money on redoing it. But no, I just didn't want to wait around on the show. And at the time, we weren't even picked up.
Yeah.
And I had nowhere to live, so I just had to do it.
Are you going
to
do another one of those shows?
There's some chatter.
Okay.
Nothing concrete. I don't want to get people too excited.
All right.
Brandy, yeah. Fill me in a little bit.
Yep.
Because obviously you and I have been friends
mm-hmm.
for a while. And I know your mother very well.
Very well. You mean you met her once?
So what is it like moving out of the house for you? And especially into a house of your own that you had to put work into. Like, what is that dynamic? Because I feel like a lot of people would be able to relate with that, where, okay, you come
is
from...
Ben is taking over our show right now?
Do you think this is your podcast?
I was thinking about this walking into today. I was like, okay, like, Brandy is incredibly talented. You have your own great thing going. Your whole family has their own things going. Mm-hmm. Like, own individual little pockets of the world, right? Yep. All very successful in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, okay, I want to start my own thing. I want to work on a house. I want to make a house my own. Like, you don't have to do that.
What do you mean? I don't have to do that.
In all reality, you could just like mooch off your family for the rest of life.
Can't do that.
Why?
They don't let me.
Okay.
Really?
Really?
Are you kidding me?
This is something I wanted to always know. I wanted to know this.
Oh, let's get into this because what drives me more insane
than
anything. Damn
it, Ben's got better fucking questions than I yeah. do.
I've wondered this for a while. Radio guy.
This is great. Let's get into this. No, I can't stand it when people comment on my photos. Like, so I do have a nice car right now. It's the first time I've ever had a nice car in my life. Before this car, I had a Prius that I ran into the ground. And if I ever posted a photo or something that and my Prius was in there, they'd be like, oh my God, why does she drive a Prius? Can't Miley, like, buy her a nicer car?
Oh, good.
Like, that does not happen in my family. I moved out at 18.
So I don't think Miley. I think Tish. Tish could buy you a better
Miley
car.
Would buy me something before Tish
I
would.
I think Bill.
He would buy. Well, he's helped with horses before, okay. But always as like a gift, like a Christmas gift or something. But no, I've been out of the house since 18. I went to college.
I could
for
also
one year.
See Bill being kind of granola.
Bill, like the only person that calls him that is his mom.
Okay, I just feel like. We're not friends, but if I were friends with Billy Ray Cyrus, I would we would be Bill.
No,
it'd be Bill
no,
and
no,
Wells.
No. His friends call him BR.
I'm like BR seems like kind of crunchy.
BR is what his buddies call him.
Yeah, yeah. BR would be like would get you a Prius because he'd be like, I'm worried about like the environment.
Oh my gosh, no, he doesn't care about the environment. Well, no? Not really. No, he drives a truck.
Yeah, but he dresses so crunchy.
What's crunchy mean?
Like a hippie.
Yeah, he does. It's more like his thing is like comfort over everything, though. He wears what he wears because it's comfortable.
Typical Bill.
Yeah.
Bill. BR. Literally, good old BR.
Mama Ruthie is the only person that calls him Bill. William Ray, actually.
William Ray?
Yeah.
That's good.
I call him Willie.
Do
I
you?
Think I call him Willie.
Oh,
wait, so I do want to know this, though. This is...
Okay. Went to college for 1 year and then actually lived on my friend Haley's couch. Fun fact. Do you know Haley Williams in the band Paramore?
I do.
Yes. Do you know that? You don't know Paramore? Ben. Okay, you know Paramore. So I lived on Haley's couch for like 3 months trying to figure out like what I was going to do after that year of college. And then I ended up moving out to LA. And me and Trey shared a one-bedroom apartment in Valencia, which is 45 minutes from West Hollywood. I, as a day job, if you will, worked on the Hannah Montana set as a featured background extra for about 2.5 years.
Really?
Uh-huh. To pay my rent. I didn't know this
either.
I was the Rico's surf shop worker.
Wait, so if we watch the show, closely we'd see you?
Yes, and like the tiki hut on the beach, I'll have on like a Rico's shirt and I'm like the bartender or whatever.
Amazing. Why couldn't you convince your sister and your dad, I suppose, to like get you a more prominent role on that show?
I mean, I had no acting experience, you know, like I did start taking acting classes, but at the time I didn't really want to act. I just was like trying to figure out what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then so through that and that's how I started playing guitar. Was then I started playing guitar and I was the guitarist in the Hannah Montana band. So then I started to make a little bit more money as the guitar player, and that's how I met this girl Cody, and that's when we started Frank and Daryl. But then after I signed to Interscope with Frank and Daryl, I lived off of a $14,000 advance for a year and a half. Don't know how I did it.
In LA
I had like a zillion roommates.
Real quick, can we just talk about how comfortable Ben got immediately by taking off his shoes?
I thought that was proper. No, I thought that was what I was supposed to do when I walk into somebody's house.
Most people,
this is like an Asian household where like you take your shoes off the door.
To be fair, Tish,
I thought that was a nice thing to do. I thought I was being kind.
Well, to be fair, Tish would be so happy with you right now because she can't.
That's all
stand
I tried to do is
when people wear shoes in the house.
My goal is to make Tish happy always. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You're turning bright red right now.
I love Tish.
Everyone loves Tish. Yeah.
Literally everyone.
Smoke show.
Yeah, I know.
Super total hot. Smoke show.
She literally gets hotter every single year.
I know.
It's
for her.
Stupid.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
God, man.
It's amazing. Okay,
so really, what you're trying to say here is that your family, because they're a great family, would never let you mooch off of them to make you just sit and settle. And so you had to find a house, redevelop a house, refurbish a house, and start your own career.
Yeah. But I've been doing this since 18.
Cool. Awesome.
My parents have never offered to help. I would never ask. That's just not the kind. I don't do that. I don't ask for help, sometimes to a fault. But yeah, I don't know. There's 5 of us. It would kind of be a lot for them to support all 5 of us. You know what I mean? And like in hindsight, I'm glad they didn't. Like I had a restaurant job at 15 to pay for the gas in my beat up Nissan Altima that they bought me at, you know, as a 16-year-old. So like, I don't know, like now looking back on it, I'm just like thankful because I feel like that's why I have good work ethic.
Yeah.
And I can take care of myself.
I feel like you got to hit up Miley for some, if you need something.
If it was like an emergency.
Hey Miles, I need.
I just would never ask. I would never
get
ask.
A grand.
Like,
yeah.
Nope. Would never.
Throw me mortgage.
It's a little bit of scratch, Miley. Come on.
Even if she
remember when I quit my job at Jackson's to take you out,
Jay
Alexander's.
I am the reason she was Hannah Montana.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We talked about that. That was an amazing story, yeah. And like she should remember that and be thankful.
No.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are we done with? Are we good with that?
I'm good now.
Okay.
I just want to. I want to be clear on why Brandy has the work ethic she does.
All right.
I don't.
Thanks,
I,
Ben.
Yeah. I've always wondered that. So.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never been able to ask appropriately, so I thought a podcast was the right time.
Yeah, this is inappropriate.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
Today I was doing some manscaping.
Uh-huh.
And I realized Ben's looking at his armpit right now.
I manscaped my armpit today, and I cut myself on both sides.
Did you do that?
It burned.
Yeah, I trimmed my armpit hair.
Yeah, so, trim. Not, like, shave it.
Well,
trim.
Obviously, but.
Okay, so I guess my question is, because, like, there's never really been, like, cut and dry, pardon the pun, cut and dry, like, rules for the manscaping for the man.
You're right.
I think, like, for women.
Mm-hmm. There's only, like, three things you can
do.
Yeah,
it's like you shave everything, the landing strip, Dorito chip, disco bush. Like, those are, like, the options
that's
you have.
But that's it.
Right?
You can't skew out of those four.
Now, what are the expectations as a woman for men? Because I don't really know what I'm doing down there.
You don't?
I think I'm doing the right thing. But here's the thing. Like, I've been around enough vaginas to know what I think is right and wrong.
Oh.
But I haven't been around enough, like, man bush to be like, man, that's unruly.
I have a follow-up question. Once you explain it, I do have one question for you both.
Okay.
Okay. I would say, for me, as long as it's, like, clearly, like, you do something as for maintenance, like, I'm down.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's super clear that you don't, like, well, gross.
Okay.
You know? Like, I don't expect anything crazy or, artsy down there.
Okay? Yeah. you don't need, like, an arrow pointing down.
No.
But hold on. But, like, so one time I was like, I just don't care. And I just shaved it all off.
No, that's worse.
Yeah, so, but then I was like, well, I can't hook up with anybody because they're going to think I'm a little boy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Right?
You hook up with anybody?
I really wish I had my bell.
Ding! So I just don't know what's right. And I just want some clarification.
I don't think it's as black and white as it is for girls.
Do we need to shave our balls? Seriously.
No, I don't think so. I think that sounds dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Yeah. I don't think so.
That's where my question comes in.
Okay. Great.
So obviously I was in the mood to shave today.
This podcast is taking a turn.
I haven't quite found the product to appropriately clean myself in terms of hair.
And this is not an ad.
And so I thought this would be a great time to add something in, but we don't have anything, I don't think, unless you guys can come up with something really quick. I was shaving myself, and I was like, there's so many ways I could do this without introducing myself to so much danger and pain. Like, for example, I mean, if you looked at my armpits right now, they're not bad, but I nicked myself twice. If you go down low, I had to stay way above the surface. You get what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, Wells, I want to know, like, what do you use? Because I bought literally a gadget that I thought was going to be perfect for this, and it's turned.
A gadget.
Turned against me. It bites me every time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
This is fascinating.
This is what I do. I've got the man trimmer that you can change the guard level. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I go no guard, though.
Yeah, okay, so this is what I do. Okay, yeah. I go like three over everything, and then I go no guard where I don't want any hair.
Yeah.
And then I take conditioner for the balls, and then use my face razor for the balls.
Same razors you use on your face?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not against it. I was going to ask you first before I said that. I do the same thing. I was going to ask you first. I didn't want to be the one that said it.
Is that wrong to, like, why would I not use, if I had two razors.
Do you do this in the shower?
I do it in the shower, yes.
Okay, so at least everything's clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As you're going.
Well, there's no hygienic problems to this.
Yeah.
No, but state that
now. But, like, I've gone no guard on the scrote. And that's where you get a little bit of binding, if you will.
A little bit of
a pinch, if you will. You want me to say it again?
Yes, please.
Well, you got, if you go no guard on the scrote, you'll get a little bit of pinching, you know, a little bit of binding.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying. So.
Well, and there is this issue where it's not just like preference. I guess for men, it's a cleanliness factor that I need to keep up with. Like, I don't want everything to just go wild because I lose track of myself.
And you're OCD.
Yeah.
Slightly.
I'm OCD. Yeah. I want to make sure that I'm clean and I'm proper, not just for anybody else. You know, honestly, it's not for anybody else but myself.
Well, and for whoever's having to go down there and service you, you know? That's always what I'm worried about. Like, I don't want some... Is that food?
Please say yes.
I'm just always worried that, like, it's like the Thunder from Down Under funk situation. And I feel like being clean down there helps in that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways...
Guys, tacos this is the are food. Here, please hold.
I don't know, man. I just don't know what I'm... Here's the truth is I just don't know what I'm doing. And I... Because, like with, I don't know about your guy friends, but, like, for my guy friends, if we're sitting around talking about, like, oh, I hooked up with so-and-so, sometimes it'll get brought up, like, man, she had a Dorito chip or a landing
Speaking
strip.
Speaking of, which is your... What's your preference on that?
I don't really care.
No, you just said that now that you've been down there so many times, seen so many, you, like, know what... Is it right?
To be honest with you, it's like whatever the girl feels comfortable with, that's fine with me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would imagine I would just prefer the United States, like, because I need to study geography. Like, if they had the state capitals, like, laid out.
So her clitoris would be, like in at the Florida Keys or something? Yeah. Is that, would it be cut out in the shape of the United States?
Yeah, so you educate yourself in a lot of ways. Right, Wells?
Yeah, like, you're up in Nebraska. I need you down, I need you down in Alabama.
Okay, so you're fine with, like, completely clean shaven, full bush, whatever.
Okay, so serious, I'll probably cut this. Use it.
Why?
Well, okay, so.
You always cut the good stuff.
I know. Speaking of cutting, I'm fine with, if you want to go full bush, totally fine with me.
Really?
Up on top.
Uh-huh.
But I need you clean other things, you know?
Yep.
It needs to be clean. Needs it can't be unruly down there.
Right.
Which is so that's my thought process. So that's how I try to do it myself, you know? But if you feel more comfortable with a landing strip or a Dorito chip or the United States of
America
then great. Whatever makes you feel right. But I'm just concerned because there have been times when the guys and I have been talking and being like, oh, man, oh, God, you should have Dorito chip or whatever. We're talking about it. And I wonder, because I know girls are more chatty than guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
That they're like, man, I was hooking up with Wells and he has full disco bush and it smells like.
No shot they talk about that.
You don't think so?
Not as much as you'd think.
No shot.
You girls talk about stuff all the time. I know it.
We do, but there's so many other things you could discuss about sex that's just kind of not. That's kind of like low on the priority list, unless it's completely out of control.
Okay.
Or unhygienic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm a big handy wipe guy because just in case, like if I know, like if things about to go down, rush the bathroom, quick situation.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember those? What was it called? They're like handy wipes made for men.
Yeah.
They actually gave them to us my first season of The Bachelorette.
Oh, really?
We got a bunch of them, and they were literally handy wipes made to wipe yourself down.
Mandy wipes?
Don't you have some of those in your office?
Man.
Yeah, some company sent me a bunch.
Yeah.
I love it. There's a new study out saying that we shouldn't be using toilet paper, that we should be using either bidets or hand... I don't know
you
who this
love
is.
To say it. There's a new study. It's like Radio Wells comes out. There's a new study.
Hey, guys, a new study says there's going to be a dirty asshole if you don't use...
Bidets are awesome. Miley has one in her house.
I love a bidet.
It's awesome.
Honestly, there's two theories I have this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something I haven't said publicly before.
Oh, I love it.
One is... I don't wipe.
You don't at all?
I shower after every poop.
Yeah.
There's no way.
So my brother does the exact same thing.
What do you mean? What if you are...
Even if it's a 5-second shower, it's a shower that I rinse.
Wait. What if you have to go and you're not at home?
I mean, I guess like random emergencies, but I'm pretty...
Random emergencies.
Routine. Like wake up,
so
work
you
out,
go
poop.
Once a day?
Yeah.
Twice. Oh, right before bed.
Really?
Yeah.
I do that
before
too.
Before bed?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I never poop before
so
bed.
So like I'm very routine. Now if there's an emergency, obviously like, okay, there's an exception and I'll figure out what I got to do.
Oh my
goodness. But I would prefer to have a very subtle butthole.
Yeah.
Like one that has not been touched by toilet paper in a long time.
Hysterical.
Do you use loofah on your butt or your hand or a washcloth?
Yeah. Washcloth.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you changing that thing out every day? What's happening there?
Every week.
Oh God.
Oh my gosh.
Is that weird?
No, I just don't know I don't know the rules. There's
every week?
It's soap. So you soap it down, and it doesn't take a lot. Okay, here's the thing. It doesn't take a lot to rinse yourself. It's like a bidet. in a sense. Yeah. Like, it's not like you're like going in there digging out it. You're good. Now, the consistency is, for me, it's the just like I don't want to be using so much paper. I feel like I'm environmentally friendly. I'm friendly on myself.
Don't make this Why, into the earth.
All right.
It is though.
This is a personal preference.
And time out. Here's my, because I've tried a bunch of different theories. I cannot use one of those diaper wipes or whatever you call them.
Oh, you can't?
Because they don't clean me.
Like Huggies?
They make me itch afterwards. I get up and then I've got to sit down again in a while and like clean myself. It's not fun for me.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's great. I'm maybe giving too much out there. Preparation H wipes. All right?
There's no way.
And you want to know, you want to know the secret?
Yeah.
You put it in the refrigerator. Cool Preparation H wipe on your butt.
Stop
it. Buddy, that's a party in your pants.
Can
man.
We get them as a sponsor?
Wait, you talk. Wait, you serious? You prep for these? I feel like that's so much work.
That is insane. I mean, don't.
No, it's
wrong,
like so. It's not like a bat. It's just like a
no,
lot
just,
of work.
I just have them in the refrigerator.
I keep my eye cream in the fridge.
Exactly, and a lot of people use Preparation H for their eyes because
that
it makes
doesn't work. I've tried it.
Well, whatever, it's a thing. So
it's not though.
I know. I'm just saying, like, my mother does that.
Uh-huh.
If you want a real fresh, it's like your butthole smoking a menthol cigarette. It is just beautiful.
Your eyes just roll back in the back of your head. They really did. I watched them. That was weird.
All right. Another question. Mm. Okay. This is for both you guys.
Okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? No.
It's not?
Not a,
is
not
a cheeseburger or a hamburger a sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The bread is separated.
Yeah.
On a cheeseburger.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
It's one piece of bread.
Yep.
Is a Pop-Tart a ravioli?
No.
No.
Kind of though, right?
A little bit.
It's like a dessert ravioli.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
But it's a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. You guys seen Wild Wild Country?
No, what's that?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
I've saw those first two episodes. They rock my world because obviously, like, I completely believe in Jesus, like 100%. But religion and cults in themselves,
yeah,
like, intrigue me because I think it's so easy for the humans to like follow something, and it's so odd for me when humans follow things I don't feel are completely accurate. Which obviously, you know, you could argue with me, like, okay, there's 1,000 things in Christianity that seems weird.
Totally,
we could go on that. But like, I get that when it comes to people believing something and following something, that whole idea just it intrigues me. So Wild Wild Country just catches my mind.
Okay, so you
Netflix
you
show?
Yeah, so it's a Netflix show. It's taking place in like the 70s, and it's basically predicated around a guru from India who garnered a little bit of a following. Some backstory on him: he was a hypnotist before he became this guru.
That
but people don't.
Scares me
I know bit. He gets this kind of following in India. They end up getting a bunch of money from donations and whatnot, and they buy this giant piece of land in Oregon. And they set up like this straight up huge commune in Oregon. And they have thousands of people that migrate there to study underneath this guru. And then it kind of takes a turn because like there's like this weird secretary that's involved that's like doing some shady stuff. And like there's like poisonings happening. It's great.
Is this a documentary?
Yes. It's fan.
I can't watch it.
Freaking. It's not scary.
Scary.
It didn't scare me. It was just really interesting.
There's nothing scary about it.
That stuff freaks me out.
There's really nothing scary about it.
Really?
I'll tell you something that is scary. Have you guys seen A Quiet Place?
No, I can't watch that.
Mm. What? Why can't you watch it?
It's scary.
I'm not a scary guy.
But it's not. Okay, hold on. I'm not either. Hate horror movies.
You do?
My three fears are spiders. Well, my two fears, spiders and ghosts. All
ghosts? Right? So, really? You think they're real?
Yeah, and I don't fuck with that shit.
Ooh.
No, thank you, sir.
I got a ghost story.
No, see, I don't want to
Do you think they're real?
100%.
Really?
They're 100% real. That's why it's a real fear.
Like demonic ghosts or just ghosts? Like
I believe fully that there is a spiritual world that we don't see.
Agreed.
That is combating each other.
But is that a ghost?
Yes. And my dad, my dad is a lot of things. My dad is
happy birthday, by the way.
Happy
60th. Oh, that's
60th
right.
To
We're
Dave.
Celebrating this Saturday at the Y2K
that's right.
National
he's,
event.
He's,
There's
yes,
a drop for you.
The, right? And he used to open up hotels for Signature Inn, which is an old hotel line. And he opened up a hotel on a old Indian burial site.
Oh, good.
And he was there before the hotel opened with one other person. He was staying there kind of helping prep for it. And he swears, and my dad is not a liar. I promise. He's not an over-exaggerator. He's not even dramatic. And he said that there was one night that he was walking up the stairs, and it was right in the middle of the lobby, and this white cloud came through the lobby, wiped him and knocked him on his feet, and it was freezing cold, and knocked him to his ground on the stairs and went through the hotel and out.
That is terrifying.
And he said he guarantees, like, there was no explanation for it other than the fact that it was some type of, like, spiritual, like, awakening or ghost. And so I 100% believe in ghosts. I think there's way too many people that have seen ghosts, claim to see ghosts, and have been affected by ghosts. My grandma Higgins used to claim when she was sick that she would that the angels or ghosts were at the end of her bed wishing her the best.
So that's nice.
I have no – yeah, very nice ghosts.
I want those ghosts.
So anyways, I'll shut up, but I do believe in ghosts, 100%.
All right. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah. I mean, I have to. I just think there's way too much out there.
You have to.
I have to.
There yeah. How can you – I mean, there's way too much out there for us to say. Like, odds
–
the odds are a lot more for me than against me by saying
do
there's
you
aliens.
Think?
Yeah.
You don't believe in aliens?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I went down like a real like deep wormhole of alien
belief. I just
beliefs.
Feel like at this point in time, surely to God, some aliens would have come here. We
I think
would
have
found them there.
I think they have. I think
what
our government is.
No, not a government conspiracy.
Yes.
No.
I don't see the Bushes hiding this very well. Like, think about like Barbara Bush hiding the fact that there's aliens.
Well, so it's either Gerald Ford or Jimmy Carter was one of those guys was like, yeah, there's totally aliens. Also, the last Prime Minister of Canada admitted that there are aliens, and I think it was Gorbachev was like, yeah, there's totally aliens.
Yeah, but saying there's totally aliens and like.
Are you serious? I haven't heard this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I went through like a really deep rabbit hole of alien documentaries on Netflix. Also, the reason why the president doesn't get briefed on like Area 51 and that kind of stuff, because the presidency only lasts for 4 or 8 years. There's no real need to tell someone like that that's going to be out of the position in less than a decade. The people that know about it are like heads of CIA that are there forever.
Like, who would know about it? Do you know? Like,
can I get the queso out?
Yeah, get the food out, dude.
This intrigues me. You guys are touching on a couple subjects. Hygiene.
Mm-hmm. This is what our podcast... I don't know what you... Yeah. Actually, I have been on your podcast.
What are you guys
Your guys
about?
Is like, it's like very serious, and you go like...
It is?
Callers call in, and it's
a lot.
Is that why
it's
you get serious
thing.
Really easily on this podcast?
Yeah. It's just... I am very interested in these topics. Because they're what consumes me most of my days. I mean, I've said this publicly a lot. I've had this death complex where I struggle with what's next. Not because I don't believe in what's next, but because I believe there's so much out there that, like, to think about the fact that one day, like, people will exist in nothingness, like, drives me crazy.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't because of my belief system, but I also have to understand that, like, I have to keep my mind open to whatever is a possibility. I mean, I believe fully in Jesus, but I believe that even people that believe in Jesus have questions on what's next. And so the fact that there could be aliens or there is aliens or whatever, like, this is where my mind goes, I'd say at least 25% of my days.
Do you think reincarnation? Do you think reincarnation?
That's a huge part of my day. It stresses me out. It's after my workouts, typically.
What about reincarnation?
I don't know if I believe in reincarnation.
I don't either.
Do you want to know what I think?
I would love to know what you think, Wells.
Thanks for
the
delayed response, ass
I'm
face.
I'm eating queso.
I was just shutting up because I really want to hear what you think.
You also want queso.
Yeah. This is going to be like the grossest podcast to listen to because we're going to be eating queso doing it.
Let's hear it, Wells. What do you think?
I think that we haven't really figured out time and space. We have to live in those two constructs because of our physical being, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way that we perceive time right now is super linear because we are stuck in the shell of a human. I think that when we die, we are no longer bound by those limitations. Because if you like study any like astrophysics or any of that kind of stuff, there's a fourth dimension and all that kind of stuff. When we are no longer bound by that, I think that we're going to be able to encounter time much differently. And I think that that's why ghosts can come in and out of our world, because they're no longer tied down to this weird construct of time.
This makes a lot of sense.
Why would death be the entryway?
Well, because it's going to have something to do with our spirit, and our spirit's going to be able to travel at maybe a much faster rate or instantaneously. To me, it's going to have something to do with that.
Well, I also feel like too, like when our soul leaves our body, in a sense, like once you ditch your like crappy human body, that then you're not constrained by time and all the space.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I mean by it. I mean, I think that's also maybe what the afterlife is going to be. Honestly, what I think heaven is an understanding of everything. This whole, like, clouds in the sky and, like, sitting, getting to meet God and all that kind of stuff.
I think killed us on that. Yeah, that's not cannot be the case. And yeah. The Simpsons made that a reality.
I think that, like, meeting God, I think, is going
to
be...
you know, there's no clouds. Heaven comes down to earth, so...
Maybe so.
But that's don't know. What it says.
But I'm just saying, like, I wonder if meeting God really is just like understanding everything.
Possible.
Like, you all of a sudden you get to be given all the information of all the stuff you just didn't understand beforehand.
Think?
I don't know.
I hope not, because when I get to heaven, like, I don't want to be thinking about all the stuff I didn't understand. You know what I'm saying?
But I think it'll be instantaneous. Like, boom. This is why everything is the way it is.
I just like want to ride unicorns.
Progressive Christians would believe that.
This got heavy. I kind of like it.
Manscaping, aliens, and religion. Brought to you by your favorite thing podcast.
Dude, can I just... We haven't even done a favorite thing. Can I tell you my new favorite thing?
Yeah.
Real quick?
I would love to
get
hear.
Get your bell out.
Oh, listen, I'm on like 2% over here, but I'll do my best.
All right. What am I at? I'm living on the edge too. I'm at 7. Living on the edge!
Apparently, all of us have been on our phones too much today.
I know.
What's your favorite thing?
Rollerblading.
You said this last time, I feel like.
No, but I'll give you a day. I'm sorry, I just got rollerblades.
Listen, Cleveland's been up this whole game, Ben. Don't go celebrating quite yet. Well, no, we talked about rollerblading. Damn. I think this was your favorite thing last week, but I'll let you have
no.
it. Yeah.
I said I wanted to do it, and I went and got them.
Oh, that's what it is. I love rollerblading.
And now I've been blading, and it's the most fun.
He's been blading, you hear that?
I've been blading, and now I'm like looking like new bearings and like different wheels
Stop.
And like grind plates. Like, I'm getting... into it.
Do you and Sarah blade together?
No, I've been trying to.
I think that'd be a cute date.
That's why I was like, do this with me, and she was like, absolutely not. I will fall on my face.
Watch you?
She can wear pads. Huh?
I feel like it's not a very attractive thing to watch.
It's not. That's a thing. She was like, the first time out, she was like, I want to FaceTime when you and you're doing this, and I was like, that sounds.
Where do you
dangerous.
Do this at?
Shelby Park.
Okay, the park.
And so she was FaceTiming me when I was doing it. I was like. All right, baby. Like, this is it. Like,
all right, baby.
If you still love
Here
me,
I go.
Seeing this, then it might be... this thing might have legs. But if you can't handle me blading...
Oh, my God.
Girl, I don't know.
Now, for some reason,
And her response was...
Yeah. She thinks it's hot, right? She thinks everything everything you do is hot somehow. Like,
really?
You lucked out there.
I don't know. That's true.
I'm
but
just saying, like, you're still in that honeymoon phase. Like, you can do no wrong.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
So, are you a good rollerblader?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I could see that.
I was good when I was a kid, and now it's
a motorcycle.
Like,
for crying out loud.
That's true. But now I'm like getting back into it. It's so much fun. It's not like it's exercise.
But it is.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's just like leisure, good times. I look like a douchebag, and that's fine with me.
I feel like it's a good quad workout or something.
Maybe. But really, it's just like put on some tunes, cruise.
Cruise.
Blade.
Blade.
Brink. Remember that movie?
Brink.
Remember Brink?
Oh, man. That's a classic. Was that 90s or 2000s?
I feel like that was... Probably 2000s.
I think so.
Yeah.
Boys, listen up. Actually, like 99.9999% of our attendees for this party are female. But for the few men attending that need costume ideas, Brink.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's not bad.
I feel like you all have the ability to do a podcast, which I think your podcast is great because it is flexible in this, to do a whole podcast on old Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I've wanted to do that podcast for so long.
Really?
Because I grew up with the Disney movies, and I remember coming home from school and sitting down, and I was a big chip guy, which is why I'm sitting here eating chips.
I love chips.
And eat chips and salsa and watch Disney movies was my thing.
What's your favorite Disney
movie?
Yeah,
let's bring it back to the podcast.
I would say Alley Cat Strike.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
you know what mine is?
What?
Robin Hood. Ooh lolly, ooh lolly, golly, what a day. You remember that one?
Yeah, no.
What?
I must be too
like
young for
Disney,
that.
Disney movies, like the monthly one.
Oh.
Like DCOM? Like Disney Channel original
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, Disney Channel original movies.
DCOM movies.
You probably
didn't
watch them.
You're probably
you're
too old
too
for
cool.
that.
No, I mean,
we're too young
Brink
to know about whatever
those.
You're
yeah.
talking about.
I like Johnny Tsunami.
Oh, great film. So my brother's ex-girlfriend
surfing
was in a
one?
Crap ton of those.
That's surfing?
Brenda Song. Who really? She is? She was London Tipton on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, but she did a ton of those DCOM movies.
What was yours then?
I don't know. I can't pick favorites. I have a hard time with this.
Going
Why am I the host
to...
of this podcast?
Shit, your sister worked for the company for how long?
She was probably in one of them, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, she kind of made the network for a while, too.
Oh, I have an answer then.
Okay.
Geek Charming.
Was that one?
Yeah, Sarah's in that one. I haven't seen it yet.
But she is? We gotta watch it.
We'll watch it. We're in.
Add it to the list.
Well, you can help explain this, because I've just gotten into, and my friends and everybody are very proud of me, because we've been working a ton recently on Generous, and I've found a new way to escape from work, and it's about 5 o'clock every day. I've been working till late, and so at 5 o'clock I take
home?
A break. No, I work from home, but okay. I leave my house, and I put in my headphones, and I go on a walk. Yeah. So what's the difference and what's the benefits between a walk and a rollerblade?
Because no difference.
Okay, no difference.
I don't know if you've ever read anything about this, but there's a common denominator for all geniuses. Albert Einstein and Picasso, all these guys had one thing in common. It was every single day they would go, and it usually was a walk. And it was like silent, and they would go, or maybe now we use music, but like I don't know if Albert Einstein had like a Walkman at the time.
Doubt it.
Probably not. But it was a time for them to go and absorb their thoughts, mm-hmm. think things out, and come back, and then like recharge their batteries. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a really good thing. I do it all the time because I run all the time.
I do too.
And I'm not saying I'm not a genius time, but... in any way, shape, or form. Will you grab me one of those, Ben? Yeah, that's a good man.
Woo. Sorry. In this house, I'm so poor that I can't afford to fix the outlet underneath the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to run across the dining room. Sorry.
Miley.
No. She's been over here. She knows it's broken.
Typical
Miley. I think
I'll
fix it this weekend when I'm staying here.
Yeah, right.
I promise.
You can't fix that. You can't. It's electrical.
I used to do electrical stuff.
I'll let you do other things, but probably not that.
Ooh, I don't know what that means. That's
one of my biggest fears. Let me tell you what it means. No, it's nothing has been. I saw the little office you built yourself in your backyard. It's very cute. Did a good job. The electrical stuff scares me because my biggest fear is my house catching on fire. I don't know why or where that comes from, but it terrifies me.
Let me tell you what your biggest fear with electrical should be. It's getting electrocuted.
No, the house catching on fire scares me more.
All right.
And this house was built in the 1940s, and all the electrical is original, and it's just like sus down here.
All right.
It's all new upstairs, but this down here is suspect.
I asked this question on my radio show the other day. Because it was Victoria Beckham's birthday yesterday.
It was?
Yeah, 43 years
Shout
old.
Shout out, happy birthday.
Yeah.
She's there really pretty.
See, she's hot. Yeah. If you could be a Spice Girl, what would your Spice Girl name be?
Like one of the 5 Spice Girls or like a new Spice Girl?
Like a new one. Like you like get to be in the band.
Oh.
Flower power.
It's like Sporty Spice and Scary Spice and Baby Spice.
Yeah, see, I always identified with Sporty Spice.
I did too.
You did?
I was super attracted to Sporty Spice.
Oh, I just like the way she dressed.
Well, I think that's you're a woman and I was a man or a boy
sense.
At the time.
Makes sense. I don't know. You guys, can you give me a Spice Girl name maybe?
Someone came back at me with Old Spice and I thought it was kind of funny.
Wow.
That was good.
Give it a ding.
Someone else came at me with cilantro spice, which I love because I love cilantro.
I love cilantro. Do you?
No.
You think it tastes like
soap?
Why do you
like cilantro? Why is that the differentiator?
Well, I'm just saying. We figured out there's this thing where you either have a gene that makes cilantro taste like soap or not.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like it. I eat it. I just didn't know if it was like, I don't think it's that standout. I'm more of a garlic guy.
I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. You can like cilantro and
you can
garlic.
Like both. I feel like typically something you eat cilantro on, you wouldn't put garlic on, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just thought that was nice. Think of what it was like to be a Spice Girl. I mean, one of the originals.
Living the life.
Like, you're known to be unique and different in your own way, and you're defined by something. Like, okay, I'm sporty. I'm, what was the other one? Like,
Baby. Ginger.
Ginger Spice.
Posh.
Like, what if somebody looked at me and been like, so... I mean, I've always been known to be bland. What if I was bland Spice?
What do you mean?
I owned it.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What? Like, I was the bland man Spice. And people were like, oh, yeah, he's so normal. Yeah. Like, that'd be cool.
Can we reverse for a second? Who says that you're bland?
SNL did a whole skit on me for like 3 weeks on being bland. No.
That means you like.
Yeah, but here's
you've
the thing.
You've made
though.
It when SNL does a sketch about you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
You've made it, Ben.
But here's the thing, Ben. You were considered like the boring bachelor, but you're also.
Was he?
I mean, that was like the talk.
He couldn't.
He
was more boring than Ari.
No, well, that was before.
Or
I'm just saying.
Was so boring.
I'm just saying, like, what was said. But you're also considered the best bachelor ever.
How do those two? Like, how is those
how
two?
How are you the most?
That's why
boring
it makes no
best.
Sense to me. But you're like absolutely loved. But then everyone thought that you were
boring.
Boring.
I don't get it.
I think
explain it.
I think it's grass is always greener.
Oh. So you like during the season, they're like, this season sucks. And then the next season, they're like, wait, Ben was actually pretty good.
Exactly.
So I've gotten more popular as the seasons have gone
on. Because everyone else has been more boring than you.
This is the George W. Bush.
I root against every Bachelor from here on out.
This is the George W. Bush in comparison to Donald Trump situation.
Totally,
where everyone's like,
totally.
George W. Bush. That's pretty good.
Compare Ben to a politician.
That makes
who loves
sense.
It.
So are you saying that people didn't actually like me during the season?
I think they did.
I think you say
Let's
that in like a way that's...
As a fan of the show, but also a fan as a person that was involved in it, but as someone who I think understands the show better than most, the show really isn't. You're the star, but you're not really the star. The star is are all the women.
So my season
was boring, you're saying.
Because I think that you didn't have a whole lot of like really like standout characters for your ladies.
So seasons past then, from my time, and I take no offense to this, so you can say whatever. I'm not, my season to now, so you have Nick and Ari,
mm-hmm.
you've said those two seasons are better or worse?
Worse.
I think Ari had really good girls. I thought they were really, really fun to watch.
They were okay. I was really bored during his season. I was more entertained by Nick's season.
I tell you what, the way that he ended it, you're right. I'm a victim of...
What's most recent?
Yes,
yeah.
And I'm sorry that last episode just blew my mind.
I didn't even really watch it.
See, I have a lot of people coming up to me going... So I just spoke at Missouri University this week, 2 days ago. And,
Mizzou?
Mizzou. And I had a lady come up to me, and this isn't uncommon. And I don't know how to take this, but she comes up and she goes, okay, I get two things. One is you're in a lot better shape in person. That's one thing. I don't know how to take that because I don't think they're meaning it to be like, hey, you weren't in good shape during the show. But it's like, oh, you're actually more attractive in person.
Yeah.
So we bypass it and say, thank you for the compliment.
Lena does say you're skinnier now.
Yeah, I am.
She also is trying to make it about
you. You're skinnier than the last time I saw you, I think.
Yeah.
But also, camera 10 pounds thing. Continue.
Definitely.
That's fucking
the second is... at Mizzou, I had a lady come up to me, and she meant this out of the goodness of her heart, and I know it. But she goes, I like you better off the show than on the show.
Yeah.
So I keep thinking to myself, like, did people not like me on the show? Like, have I had to reinvent this wheel? Because
I think people resent the situation that you've been placed in.
Mm.
It's a dick situation to be placed in. What gives you the right to have 30 women fawn over you? I think people will look at that and being like, what is this? This is bullshit. And then they, after the show happens, and they're like, all this guy does is do charity stuff. It makes total sense. But in the moment, they're like,
I want to hate this guy because he has everything.
Yeah. Ah, oh, okay. This is a pretty boy that 30 girls want to have sex with. This is ridiculous. Mm. I think that's
a lot of haters at the top, Ben.
Yeah.
A lot of haters up here.
Yeah. One day when I'm 70, I'll say I was at the top during The Bachelor, and I had a lot of haters.
A lot of haters and an SNL skit done about me.
That's interesting. I mean, I think that's like a cool topic, though, just in general, is at what moments do you feel like you've been hated on? And not even like when it comes to like the public. Those are always weird moments for me when somebody comes up and they're like, I liked you better now, or I like you better now than I did before. And like they've never known me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's
it. Always
part.
Feels weird because I don't know what to say, like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad we're on a good page now.
But that's the part of being on TV. People think they know you because they watch you on TV every week. That's the appeal of it, is you feel like you get to know somebody even though you don't know anything about them.
It's very odd.
Yeah, that's the trick of the show, is that it's similar to a podcast. When people listen to podcasts, they feel like they're a part of the conversation.
Oh, they are, and they know us, okay?
Totally. The reason why that show is a cultural phenomenon is because everyone gets so invested in it.
Well, and people do funny things when there's a camera on them. Like, you did the best job of anyone that I've seen on there that I know, even now, of like going on and being yourself. You did a really good job of that. But I think that's because you've spent so many years in radio, and like, even though it's not a camera, it's still putting yourself out there for people. But I think for somebody that's never been on camera to like go on there and feel all this pressure to come off a certain way or not say this and make sure and say that. And I don't know. I think a lot of times people go on there and overthink it and overcompensate and end up being somebody totally different.
I was at Mizzou, and they did say that one of the questions, because we did a Q&A, and they said, who are some people that you've stayed friends with during the Bachelor franchise? I said Wells Adams is one of my favorite people in the world outside of the franchise or in it.
Yeah.
And I mean that. That's not to flatter yourself.
Thank you.
Go ahead and do it. And I'm not kidding. I think there's a couple of things, like a video of it. The whole crowd erupts.
No.
They love
Wells.
I need this video. I mean, people love Wells like so much. Like, I said this and like they erupted like no.
Honestly,
like you would think he was. I mean, he's a hero.
You should have been the friggin' bachelor.
He really
should have. For your benefit, like, I'm glad you didn't. But it, like, if they had been smart, you would have been the bachelor.
Yeah, you're doing all right. But
you're doing great.
But it was funny to see because people like freaked out. And I will say that the cool part of your podcast is you do let people get to know each other, like each of you, like without any like hidden like walls or like you're not too toned down.
I feel like we've done a lot, and I know that you guys want to watch.
I just want to eat.
Hold on, real quick, real quick,
guys.
Can we also talk about restaurants not taking off the tail of shrimp? What's that about?
Oh, you tweeted.
I know, and it really annoys me.
Can I add something?
Yeah,
I've talked for like 10 minutes.
Brandy has, if you're hearing this right now, she has done an incredible job at planning an event for Humane Hope United and Generous. And yes, it is. It has been stressful. I think this has been good for the organization and also her personally to see how much work goes in behind an event planning. And it is tough and it is hard, but she's going to put on an event that will raise a ton of money. And she's seen it firsthand of what this will actually be able to do. So I think that helps, because if she hadn't had seen this yet, it would be easy to give up. But instead you're like, all right, let's keep going. But to anybody out there that's event planning, trying to run an event, just good luck. Like, get a good team.
Not only good luck,
you.
But I have so much respect for event planners.
That's why I was telling you before.
Also, thanks.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I know, we talked
about this. All that work, it's a pain in the ass. You're a good person. Hard. You're good people.
Yeah, you're good people.
Last question, Ben, you going to paradise?
Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
I apologize.
Unless it's beside you.
Wells is gone. I want that job. If anyone gets that job, it better be me.
Let's just hope I get it again.
You are.
All right.
Did you not hear about the riot of when he said your name and the whole crowd freaked out? You're going to paradise.
Yeah, whatever.
Also, they hope Sarah comes.
Yeah. All right. Let's eat some tacos.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Ben, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for being our
We actually stopped
co-host.
Doing guests because we realized that we are more entertaining with nobody in the room.
We are.
And you're the first guest we've had in like 6 episodes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Really, I am.
We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
We have a new sponsor.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yes.
I'm actually pumped about this sponsor.
I am too. Not because I would ever use this, because
Why
I wouldn't.
Why not? Maybe it would help you grow some facial hair.
Ugh.
Do you think?
That's funny.
It probably won't, though. You're a lost cause.
I will say, though, that these are good. Like, they taste good.
That's what I'm saying. Gummy bears are my favorite food of all time. Yeah. So the fact that So we're talking about sugar bear hair vitamins here.
Yeah, we are.
And the fact that you can eat a gummy bear and there's vitamins in it and it's going to make your hair grow and be healthy, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah. And, like, here's pros for it. If it works and your hair grows, hell yeah.
Great. And if it doesn't, it's a yummy snack.
It's a great gummy bear.
You're right. And there's some practical things about it that I really, really like. It's vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Huge plus. It's gluten-free. I'm not a gluten-free person, but like when I can eat gluten-free things, like I feel better about myself, you know?
Yeah.
So it's great. And then my favorite thing is that it's cruelty-free.
Yeah.
So we're like all about animal love with the sugar bear hair vitamins.
I wonder if animals like them.
I'm going to say it's probably not wise to give to Carl.
Why?
I don't think you should.
I want Carl to have a luxurious coat like a golden retriever now.
I'm going to go ahead and protect the brand here and say that it's probably not approved for animal consumption.
I will not do it.
I wouldn't give it to Carl, but I enjoy eating them. I've been taking them for the past few weeks now that I've had it. It's really great because they are doing a special like 3 month and 6 month on sale thing if you want to go online and buy a package deal. You get a cute hairbrush and you get a cute bear pouch. I don't know, like call me crazy, but I just love long hair. I just think long hair is always the way.
Healthy hair is what's attractive to guys, right?
Okay.
Like healthy, full, beautiful hair.
I just think, and like, I'll get slaughtered for this because it's like sexist or whatever, but I really do like, I just feel like girls with long hair, like guys like that. Like,
yeah,
it's,
totally.
It's feminine, it's girly, it's whatever. I was not blessed with great hair. I have my mother's fine, thin hair. It's very fragile. So I've always been a big fan of taking vitamins that will help counteract that. So I'm really pumped about the sugar bear hair vitamins because they're yummy and it's like candy, but they're good for me.
All right, get yourself some sugar bear hair at sugarbearhair.com/Amazon. Do it. Delicious.
I'm Natalie Barbu, host of The Real Reel podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Reel every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.